For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, Perigold won the tip as Nathan Lear goes in for the layup. He can't get it to go. Mount Home gets the rebound. Now they have their first possession of the night as we are 25 seconds into this game. Here's Harris with the ball on the left wing. Ball goes up top to Tabor. Now to Gilbert. Mount Home moving right to left in the first half. An offensive foul away from the ball as Amsorello was called for the illegal screen. That is his first personal foul, team foul number one against the Bombers and their first turnover of the night. 7:27 left in this opening period. No score as of yet. DeVault will walk the ball into the front court for the Rams. Ball goes over on the right side to Shreet. Now down a low block to Freeman. Ball now goes out on the left side to Starling. Now here is Shreet with it. Back over to Starling, over on the left side to Lear. Lear takes the screen, drills up to the top. He gives it to Shreet. Shreet will drill into the lane. He's going to pull up for the jumper. Good. Shreit is how it's pronounced. Eli Shreit gives Perigold the first lead of the night, 2-0 our score. 6:46 left in the first quarter. Here's Gilbert into the front court, throws over on the right side to Sorrell, up top to Tabor, over to Gilbert on the left. Down to Jones just outside the paint. Now he throws up top to Tabor, almost too far, but now ball goes over to Harris on the right side to Sorrell near the corner. Sorrell drills a little more to the wing, up top to Harris. Harris gives it to Tabor. He finds Jones in the lane all by himself for the easy layup. Good. Matt Jones with his first 2 points of the night. That's our first tie of the evening, other than 0-0, of course. 6:14 left to play in the first quarter. We're tied at 2 apiece, 6-10 again. Now ball goes up top to Freeman. Freeman's going to dribble down into the lane. Has the ball just ripped away from him. It was a jump going called, and it's going to be Matt Jones' basketball on the possession arrow, and that's Perigold's first turnover of the night. 6:04 left to play in the first quarter. Bombers get the ball back as they're tied at 2 apiece with Perigold. Gilbert across the timeline, Perigold in a man-to-man. Ball goes over to Sorrell on the right side, up top to Tabor, over to Gilbert on the left. A lob pass to Matt Jones for the layup. He gets it and he is fouled. So Matt Jones will go to the line for the old-fashioned three with 5:50 left to play in the first quarter. That fouls on Carter Starling, his first personal foul, team foul number one against Perigold. So Matt Jones at the free throw line for the first time tonight. Shot will not go, and the rebound's controlled by Perigold. Mount Home up 4-2. All 4 points coming from Matt Jones so far. Lear into the front court, drills toward the left side, now goes up to the top, gives it to DeVault. Now Shreit has it up at the top. Ball goes over now to Starling on the left. Starling dribbles up to the top, gives over on the right side to Shreit. Shreit takes the screen, an offensive foul. They're going to call an illegal screen against Carter Starling. That's his second personal foul, second team foul against Perigold, and their second turnover of the night. So Starling will take a seat with his second foul as he's replaced by sophomore Landon Manning. Less than 5.5 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Mount's home with the ball leading 4-2. Here's Tabor with the top. Finds Gilbert on the right side. Gilbert's going to pull up for the three there on the wing. In and out, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Manning. But Harris right there to come up from behind and get the steal. And now he throws it to Jones, who loses the handle of the ball. Now Gilbert has it. He's going to pull up for the three. Will not go. And the rebound is controlled by Tabor. Tabor's going to go back up with it off the glass and in. Good job by Dawson Tabor. That was Perigold's third turnover of the night. Here is Lear back the other way. He will throw it to Freeman. Freeman has the ball knocked away, and a foul is going to be called on Mountain Home. Yes, Dawson Tabor will pick up his first personal foul, team foul number two, against the Bombers here in the first half. 4:47 left to play in the first quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Perigold 6-2. DeVault will inbound it to Shreit just outside the lane. Now he kicks out to Lear on the wing. Now Lear will dribble up to the top, gives it there to Freeman. Freeman's going to dribble to the right side, pull up for the jumper, will not go, and Jones gets the rebound, and back comes the Bombers. He throws it to Gilbert quickly into the front court. Now Gilbert will slow it up and set up the offense. Less than 4.5 minutes left to play in the first quarter. A four-point Mountain Home lead. Here is Tabor with it on the left wing. Throws up top to Harris. Harris will drill to the right elbow, gives it to Jones on the low block. He goes up for another layup off the glass and in. Matt Jones with 6 points. 8-2, Mountain Home on top. 4:10 left to play in the first quarter. Here's Manning with the ball up top for the Rams. Throws over on the right side to Schreit. Schreit's going to drill to the elbow, pull up for the jumper, good. Eli Schreit with all four of Payer Gold's points so far in this game. 8-4, Mountain Home leading with less than 4 minutes left in the opening period. Ball goes into the front court to Tabor on the left wing. Up top to Sorrell. Over on the right side to Gilbert. Gilbert finds Jones on the low block. Back to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to try for the three on the right side. Good! Wyatt Gilbert with his first 3 points of the night. 11-4, Bombers leading the Rams with 3:36 left in this first quarter. Devault into the front court. Now Schreit has it. He's going to pull up for another jumper on the right side. Good. Eli Schreit with 6 points, all six of Paragould's points. Bombers leading by five with 3:20 left to play in the first quarter. Gilbert into the front court for the Bombers. Throws over to Harris on the right side. Now he'll take the screen from Jones, dribble up to the top. He's going to pull up on the near the elbow for the jumper. Will not go, and the rebound comes to Devault, and back on the Rams. Devault dribbling on the right wing. Now dribbles up to the top, gives up there to Manning. Manning's going to pull up for the long three, will not go. Tabor gets another rebound. He'll give it to Gilbert, who's quickly into the front court for Mountain Home. Gilbert dribbles up to the top, throws over to Tabor on the right side. Now throws up top to Harris. Harris is going to pull up for the three there at the top. No good, but is fouled and will go to the line for three free throws. Landon Manning will pick up his first personal foul, team foul number three. Against the Rams here in the first half. So with 2:42 left to play in the first quarter, Satch Harris will be at the line for three shots. Harris's first free throw is up and in. So Harris will have his second opportunity. Second shot is up. Good. Dave Crawford's going to come in for Mountain Home, replacing Adam Sorrell. Crawford, a 6-foot senior. So one more free throw for Harris. Harris's third free throw opportunity is up. Bounces around and goes in. He gets all three free throws, and he's going to come out of the game with 3 points. He'll be replaced by Jake McGee, a 6'1 junior. So 14-6, Mountain Home leading it with a little over 2.5 minutes left to play in this first quarter. Here's Lear into the front court. Throws it down in the right corner to Freeman. Freeman will throw it out to Schreit on the wing. Now Schreit will take the screen, dribble to the corner. Hell loses the handle of the ball, and Gilbert comes up with a steal. He's quickly back the other way for Mountain Home, finding Jones on the low block for the layup. Good! That was Perry Gould's fourth turnover of the night. 16-6, Mountain Home leading by double digits with 2:14 left in the opening period. Lear into the front court. Dribbles to the left elbow. Now gives it to Schreit on the wing. Schreit will dribble to the elbow. Now kicks up top to Manning. Manning will find Freeman on the right side. Now Freeman's going to go down into lane, go to the low inside for the jumper. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Jones. He throws to Gilbert, who's quickly throwing it to Crawford into the front court. Crawford has it on the right wing. Now gives it back to Gilbert. 1:45 left to play in the first quarter. Mountain Home leading by 10. Crawford with it on the right side, throws up top to Tabor, gives it to Jones on the low block. He's going to be fouled, a reach-in foul on that pass. That foul is on Sam Freeman. That is his first personal foul, fourth team foul against Paragould here in the first half. 1:37 left to play in the opening quarter. McGee will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline for the Bombers, gives it to Jones on the low block. Back to McGee in the left corner. His three-pointer is up, no good. And Tabor gets offensive rebound, throws it back to Jones, who goes in for the layup. Good. Matt Jones with 8 points off the assist from Dawson Tabor. 18-6, Mountain Home leading it with 1:20 left to play in the first quarter. Here's Duvall with it up top, gives it over to Schreit on the left wing. Over to Freeman on the right side. Freeman tries to throw it to Manning. Manning lost the handle of the ball for a moment, but gets it back. He has it on the right wing now. Now the ball goes to Schreit on the left side. Schreit will drill down to the elbow. Now ball goes up top to DeVault. Now DeVault will be fouled from behind with 56 and a half seconds left of the first quarter. Wyatt Gilbert picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number three against Mountain Home here in the first half. So Paragould will inbound the ball on the baseline, but before they do, Satch Harris will check back in for the Bombers as he replaces Wyatt Gilbert. 18-6, Mountain Home on top. DeVault will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets into Manning. Manning is going to drill toward the left elbow. Now kicks out to Lear in the left corner. His three-pointer, good. Nate Lear with his first 3 points of the night. 18-9, Mountain Home's lead cut back to single digits with 40 seconds left to play in the first half. Ball goes over to Harris on the right, first quarter that is. Ball goes to Harris on the right side. He gives it to Tabor, who goes in for the layup. Can't get it to go. Gets his own rebound. Now has the ball knocked away. And the ball goes out of bounds. It was DeVault trying to save it in. He just got a little too close to the sideline. So Mountain Home will keep possession with 29.7 seconds left. Bombers leading by nine. Inbound pass goes McGee in the left corner. Down to Jones on the low block. His layup will not go. He tips it back up and in. And Matt Jones already in double figures with 10 points. And a foul's going to be called on Mountain Home right after that. Wait a minute. Did they call a foul? They said the foul's on Sam Freeman, but I think they... No, okay, so they do give that to Freeman. So not only does Mountain Home get the basket, but after the basket, they commit the foul. So Mountain Home will inbound it. That is Sam Freeman's second personal foul, team foul number five against the Rams. 24.3 seconds left as Mountain Home inbounds the ball, leading by 11. Jake McGee takes the inbound pass, gives it to Crawford on the left wing. Now Crawford drills up to the top. Now gives it back to McGee on the left wing. McGee's going to drill down into lane, going up for the pull-up jumper off the glass and in. Jake McGee with his first 2 points. Mountain Home leading by 13 now. 7 seconds left. Here is Lear back the other way for the Rams. Lear's going to dribble down, pull up for the jumper just outside the lane. Good. And that's the way this first quarter is going to end. Mountain Home off to an excellent start. Our score after 8 minutes of play, Mountain Home leading Paragould 22-11. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Products are issued by WebBank, member FDIC. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Offer valid for loan products 90 days after today. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How do I feel? Awesome.
Like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Hundreds of thousands of people are discovering the relief of a fixed-rate debt consolidation loan through Avant.
I paid off all my credit cards, and now I just have one easy monthly payment with Avant. And I don't have to worry about the rates going up.
Avant offers you access to unsecured debt consolidation loans from $2,000 to $35,000.
When I saw Avant was accredited by the Better Business Bureau, I knew that was the company for me.
Do you know how good it feels to only worry about one monthly payment?
Experience the relief of a debt consolidation loan through Avant. Plus, get a free $50 Amazon gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and get this free offer, go to Avant.com and enter code 7000 when applying. Avant.com, code 7000. That's Avant.com, code 700.